The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Bite by Bite. Michael Coleman, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, is the CEO. I'm Tony Curry, and this, of course, show is about not only the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, but also Feeding America and non-for-profits. Last week, we were talking about volunteers, Michael, and how it is to find the best volunteers. You got to get the most mileage out of your volunteers. This week, we want to talk about directly how you can help fundraise for your favorite charity or for anyone that's looking for that type of indulgence. Can you kind of give me an idea, first of all, when you're talking about fundraising, what's the most important part as far as in getting someone on board to get fundraising, and how do you follow through on that?
So it depends on what level you're talking about. So we as a food bank, we fundraise, and because of the mission that we have across 35 counties, we can reach out to some of our larger foundations, because the foundations that have lots of money are looking to have greater impact. And so we can reach out to our Alabama Power Foundation. We can reach out to Blue Cross Blue Shield Caring Foundation for bigger projects. But what we found across the network, so just in our 35 counties, we probably have about 750 community agencies or partner agencies. And so those are typically church pantries. They may be a community center that's feeding seniors, whatever it is. And what they oftentimes find is they, like a small little rural church, they're trying to feed people in their rural community, but they are giving enough. Their members, their constituents, give enough to keep the lights on, or their congregants, I should say, give enough to keep the lights on. But when you start talking about a project like feeding people, and hey, we need a freezer, a commercial freezer, and all those kind of things, they get stuck. Just like we were talking about with the volunteers, if you've never recruited volunteers before. Yeah. And if you've never asked somebody else for money, then it can be a daunting exercise, especially when you have a limited amount of people to pull from. So I wanted to address this because, you know, we hire, you know, I have a development director, I have a grant writer, and then I kind of set the tone in the agenda. I have a corporate engagement director. So I have hired staff that's all their job is to do is to help with the fundraising. But your mom and pop just trying to feed people in their community and need help, they just don't have that. So I thought, well, how can I just give some real practical things? Well, you got to start off, remember, just like I said with the volunteers, everything's about communication. So there's a lot of people, you'd be amazed at it. There's a lot of people who may live on a very low budget, and you may not think they have resources, but they do. And a lot of people that have resources are incredibly generous. They just need to know what it is that they're given to. And so a lot of people, I know that there's a lot of people willing to give, but the person who has the need either is afraid to ask the question because, hey, look, nobody likes being told no.
Yeah.
What I always encourage them to do is look, identify exactly, help people understand what you're doing. Hey, we're feeding 25 families a week here. They're dependent on us, but we're not able to give them any protein because we don't have a freezer to keep all the frozen meat and all that in there. If we could get $2,500, then we would be able to affect this many families And when you very clearly understand what it's for, and then you go to people to say, would you be a part of, you're asking them to come alongside feeding people in your community, a shared responsibility, then what you'll find is a lot of people, even if they can't pay for all of it, will certainly say, well, I can give you $50 towards that, or I can give you $100 towards that, because they understand the impact. They understand what's at stake. And so many people are either embarrassed, and that goes a lot to our society because we don't like asking other people for money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pride thing involved in that, you know, because they say, well, why didn't your church do it and all that? So there's all sorts of, and that human element of not wanting to be rejected. But people have to say, here's why I'm asking. I'm asking everybody in our community to get on board and to help us. And then you take that money. Now, some people don't want it. They're like, I'm going to give this, but I'm going to give it anonymously. And some people love to have their name in lights. Okay.
Really?
So some of the things you can do is you can say, hey, if you pay for this, we'll even put a gold little thing on it. You know, you appeal to people's ego. This is donated by the Smith family, you know, on this day in support of this. It's all funny how different people look at it for different reasons. But it goes back to volunteer. When you get a volunteer and you've got them working, man, you need to appreciate them. You need to value them. You need to praise them to their face and then talk about them in the community and how what a difference they're making. And donors are very much the same way. You're making an appeal. It makes sense. It's logical. It's not excessive. You're not asking for a lot of money that you don't really know what's going to be used for. And you ask the neighbors in the community, and then you celebrate them. You take the time to write a handwritten note. You take the time to make an extra phone call. I just want to tell you, we purchased the freezer today, and it's all set up. We'd love to invite you by since you were such a major part of it. Help people feel value, that they're a part of something, that they are making a difference, rather than some people are like, oh, we just got a bunch of people. Just every time I turn around, somebody's here with their hand out.
Yep.
You know, and then nobody wants to be a part of that. Create a picture, build a picture for them to say, wow, what you're doing is really impacting lives. Tell stories. Create a situation that makes them long to be a part of that. And even if it's a $50 gift, a $100 gift, whatever it is, make them feel like that they just bought it all on their own. And celebrate that with them, involve them in the celebration. And what you'll find is lots of times you can go back to those very same people when the next great need comes along and repeat that process. And you then turn around with that philosophy and you might build you a network of 10 to 20 to 30 people who you know are always going to give you something if they have it, because that's the kind of people that we have in our community.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.